Prescott 2004, starring the Ticket Time Wasters, big name celebs, and midget wrestlers. February 20th through the 22nd, brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:35. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Hard Line just getting rolling from down here in Houston today, broadcasting from Radio Row inside the Media Center, which is stashed away inside the Convention Center down here.
Did you just hear that?
No.
What, that one?
No, what was going on?
Just another human trying to hawk a product walks up and goes, I was wondering if you guys have seen the Super Bowl tickets yet and how you can tell a fake one. And we'd like to put so-and-so on to tell your listeners how to beware about buying counterfeit tickets.
Well, if she was a little more attractive, I might be interested.
Yeah, she's torn up as hell.
I don't know, that's the point.
Here's the formula. If they ask you to put somebody on, you don't want them on.
Right.
Anybody that you want on, you got to beg them to come on.
Yeah.
Or get in line.
And there is no middle ground there.
No. I mean, if they come over and say, hey, would you like to have so-and-so on? You can answer no immediately and be okay before they even tell you who it is. Because
next
you
year,
don't want them on.
Next year in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
Why don't we accept every single guest that's offered to us?
Because it would be horrible radio.
I know.
And nobody would listen. Nobody, our P1s would
kill us. How about if
we
got them on here and just tried to knock them off track?
Just ask them about anal bleeding every time.
To work the conversation around to whatever it is they're trying to promote, just, yeah, whatever, and then go down the anal bleeding road or some such.
No, I'm telling you what we need to do.
Or start talking amongst ourselves and just ignore them.
You know, if we're going to do
it,
that would be funny. That would be funny.
Do our show.
Now, what we need to do next year is get some ticket chicks, two of them, to come with us and hang around the whole time and hustle the A guest.
That doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
You got to hustle the handler.
But,
and those handlers don't give a rat's ass if it's a good-looking girl or
not. Yes, they do, too.
See, most of the handlers are lesbos.
Right.
Didn't know that, did you?
Shut up.
What? You find that so implausible?
Yeah, it is implausible.
All right, well, let's get to our tale of last night. Because one of the things about the Super Bowl, which happens quite frequently, that we really don't get too involved in, is seeing other members of the media from other foreign ports. I mean, that's why all these guys like to come down here. And they're all, I don't know, swapping stories of what kind of new technological thing they've got. I don't know what they're doing, but that's something we don't get too terribly involved in. However, this year, the hated Gilbert is down here. And we always like to gang up with him whenever we can. You know, he still will sneak into town every now and then. And when he does, we have been known to consort with him. We all still frequently correspond with him, talk to him and whatnot. So it was last night that we gang up with him. He, of course, now is the general manager of the entire ESPN radio network, which means he is a big, big player in ESPN.
Boy, is he.
I mean, he is.
I know.
You know how he got that job? The Ticket.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
That's how he got it.
That's right. He played us, then parlayed us.
Well, do you blame him?
No, not at all.
No, I mean, he should
not
have. But that's just the perception of the Ticket nationwide, that they come get the guy that's running the Ticket, and they let him run the biggest radio network out there.
I'd like to see something like that happen for Cat.
Well, you never can tell. It might happen for Cat. They're going to have to drag him out of Danny's ass first. Apparently, he's been up there all week.
All right, so we all go to dinner with him, and then some of us...
You know, another good thing about Bruce Runs, he will pick up a tab, too.
He sure will.
Man, he will pick up a tab.
Well, I mean,
and not just a little bit of it, the whole thing.
But he has, I mean, ESPN has unlimited resources. So it seems, I mean...
I'm sure they'd be real happy to know that he was picking up our entire station's dinner bill, though.
Well, they know it now.
They
know it now.
But Bruce doesn't, I mean, he was telling him, he's going to, what if they ask me, I'll just say I'm recruiting.
Right.
Well, anyway, after that's done with, a few of us go to this ESPN party over at the Hard Rock Cafe, which he could get us into. And I don't know, I didn't go into there with any kind of great expectations. I was just looking for a, you know, a place to hang out, and, you know, have a couple of Crown and Cokes, consort with the great Gilbert, and see what else is going on there. So we get in there, and why don't you pick up the story from here?
Well, the only luminaries that I noticed that were there of any consequence were Linda Cohn, the Sports
right.
Center anchor.
Right.
By the way, nice body.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. She's good looking. She's not bad. Yeah. Four kids, too.
Yeah. Gosh. Unbelievable.
Four kids?
Yes.
Yeah. What
yeah.
they were telling us.
And funny. She was, I talked to her for about 3 or 4 minutes. She's a very funny lady.
So over, that's what I was hearing that sound
yeah,
from.
Yeah, over and over, man. So the other one was none other than Herschel Walker.
Herschel was there.
And when I saw Herschel, I knew what had to be done. So I walk up to Herschel, introduce myself. I'd met him a few times. He'd been on Chris's show back when I was working with him.
So you played the Chris Arnold card.
Absolutely, I played the Chris Arnold card. And he said, oh, yeah, it's good to see you.
Had no idea who you were.
No, not at all. So then I go, you know what? You're not going to believe this, but the guy I work with now does the most dead-on Herschel Walker impression that you've ever heard. I mean, it is uncanny how much this guy sounds like you.
Michael?
He's like,
oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. You're not going to believe it, man. I mean, this guy, and he's been wanting to meet you for so long, and he just doesn't have... He's real shy, and but he really wants to do his impersonation of you to him. And Herschel's like, well, okay, where is he?
So in other words, this was an ambush.
Oh, yeah.
Of the highest order.
Now, I had already told...
Unfortunately, I had no idea what he was talking about.
I already told Reiner what I was going to do. And Reiner's like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Which is a big-time gold-engraved invitation, dude. To do it.
So Herschel Walker couldn't care less that some jerk-off from Dallas did an impersonation of him, you know? But I was damn sure going to drag him over there and see the uncomfortable tension between me and Reiner. So I drag him over, and what's going through your head at that time when you see us walking your way?
Well, I'm just trying to formulate my plan to deflect this.
And there was going to be no deflection.
I mean, I am not going to imitate Herschel Walker to his face.
Why not?
Because.
He might think it's funny.
But he might not. He might get offended. I don't want to make the guy mad. Doesn't he still live in Dallas anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
So I pull him over there, and Reiner's trying to, like, turn his back, you know, so he doesn't have to meet him or anything.
I was
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you were. You were trying everything
I
to get out of there.
I was actually looking forward to meeting him, but I was not going to imitate him.
So I go, Herschel, Mike Reiner. This is your guy, man. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you. And I was like, go, lay it on him, Mike. Do it. Let's go. Here's
and I looked at Cobra and said, lay what on him? What are you talking about?
Which I had told Herschel that he's really shy. He's not going to want to do it. I was prepared for this. And Herschel's kind of staring at him. And now everybody, Bob, Dan.
Herschel still
Bruce,
look good?
Oh, yeah. It looks like he's still playing.
Yeah.
Everyone's there and going, come on, Reiner, do it. Do your impersonation. And Reiner just looks at him like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And we're like, oh, come on, man. Just how many push-ups are you going to do before nightfall? You know?
Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Now, that is exaggerating there. Anyway, this massive question mark formed over Herschel's head, surrounded by a number of smaller ones. And the next thing we knew, he was gone. He got the heads. Some other guy came up, and he started talking to him.
No, there was a guy. He did the greatest disappearing act, because we were in like a semicircle surrounding Herschel and Reiner, trying to get this thing going, and all of a sudden some guy just walks past Herschel. Herschel catches him out of the corner of his eye, and I mean, he ducks out of our scene in a nanosecond.
Don't board him.
What? It was so uncomfortable because we're all just sitting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because Snake got him over there and put him on the spot.
Had you been drinking?
Yes, we'd all been drinking.
How many drinks had you had at that time? More than four?
Oh, he had at Norm. Least seven margaritas by then. It was a real Norm Roy night.
Roy?
Norm.
You did. You
That's a dirty,
your,
rotten
You
trip,
had on
man.
Your puss suit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did too.
I did not.
All you had to do was like, hey there, Mr. Walker, how you doing?
Mike?
Mark that.
That's all you had to do.
I think that's a pretty nifty job of deflecting by me.
No, you put on your puss suit and ran away. Like a little girl.
I told you I was not going to do that in front of him.
How many opportunities are you going to have? What if you go meet Larry King? Same thing. You got to do it to him.
No.
I had nine wives. Colleague.
No, I'm not going to do it to him. I do these for the amusement of you boys only.
What if I meet
Indie Film Guy someday? You think I'm going to do it to him?
You are Indie Film Guy.
Boy, and he showed up last night when we left the Hard Rock. All of a sudden, I hear this. It was so bizarre. We're getting ready to be stuffed into a limo, and all of a sudden,
limo?
Yes.
Yes.
We were.
Yeah, this is another
ESPN. Dan Bennett's
going to
love that.
Oh, no, this is the ESPN limo.
Yeah, Dan Bennett can rest easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys are being shuttled around in a limo?
Yes.
Courtesy of ESPN?
Yes. All over town. I hear this, Corby, Corby. And I turn around.
Corby?
And there's Indie Film Guy standing there pointing at the Angelica Film Theater, which is right next to the Hard Rock. Would you like to go catch a film?
Probably about 2 in the morning at the time.
I was like, shut up. But it was so funny. Corby, Corby.
So then we get in the limo and we're in there with, it's Corby and George and me and all these ESPN guys. Can we do it next? Yeah, we can do it next. All right, we'll tell you what happened in the limo and how we did not capitalize on a golden opportunity to exploit what could have been a very uncomfortable situation next.